Welcome back. Third quarter action inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock with our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And I think, Jamie, this is a first-time caller, a long-time listener, Mercedes Davis. Coach, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for having me.
This first time, right?
This is my first time.
All right, man. Let's get to know who you are. Tell us about yourself and your softball experiences.
So I grew up in a small town in southern Indiana called Bloomfield. Not very many people know about it. I played softball only in high school. I picked it up as a freshman. Went on, played club softball there at Purdue University. I joined the military there for a little bit. And then once I got out, I became a teacher. And Mr. Niehaus asked me, hey, like, I see you played softball. Would you be interested in being head coach? And I said, sure, I love it. So I took it on and all of its, you know, glories and messes all together.
Hey, Mercedes, this is Jamie. And believe it or not, I used to spend some time in Bloomfield and play softball at places like Odin and Bloomfield and little parks like that, adult league. She here? She's still on there?
Mercedes, you still with us?
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I was just telling you, I know where you're from. I used to play some adult league softball down there in Bloomfield and Odin, places like that.
Yeah, you're one of the very few that knows what I'm talking about.
Well, Coach, it looks like they've got the right person at the helm. You're off to a kind of a rough start. Talk a little bit about your softball team. Obviously, maybe a lot of young players.
Yeah, so I have a really young team. Over 50% of my team is freshmen alone. I think they have all my upperclassmen, sophomore through seniors, all together. So last year was kind of rough, first time out here, learning the game, learning how to coach, because it's way different, as you know, from playing a sport to having to coach it and know the ins and outs and all the rules and what to do here and how to play strategy when you go from the person behind the plate to the person telling the one behind the plate what to do. So, we have a really young team, but I'm really looking forward to it. We got a lot of good players. They've played travel ball for most of their lives. So at this point, you know, we got a lot of good players, a lot of good skill, and it's just a matter of time between me and Coach King, but to just put them together where they fit best, where the communication works the best. So after Southmont, I think we're getting there.
Well, I was going to say, let's first talk about your coaching staff and how they are mixing in with your philosophies.
Yeah, so my assistant coach last year unfortunately chose a different school to go coach at, which is perfectly fine. I understand. But I have Coach King on here with me. She used to play here at Frankfort High School. She is now, I think, a nursing student, and she also coaches down at the middle school for softball. So having her by my side, and she's been a really good, really key, important part of my, softball strategy, getting these girls to, you know, communicate, getting them to, you know, get on it, get ripping. And she's been really encouraging and helping the girls really go to their full potential.
All right, let's lean now towards your players. Let's start the pitching staff, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so I have, or you want staff, or you want my pitcher?
Yeah, talk about pitchers.
Yeah, so I have three pitchers right now. I have Cameron Campbell. She came back to the mound after many years. I think she was 11 the last time she played. When I first started coaching, the original pitcher that was on our team decided she no longer wanted to play softball, so Cammy took up to the plate, and she's like, you know what, I will do it, and she's been pitching and pitching, and she's getting there, you know, a little rusty. We have Chloe Mountie, who's a freshman. Unfortunately, she suffered a concussion in practice one day, took a ball to the head, so she's down for the count right now, but we're excited to have her back on the mound. And then we also have Justine Thomas, another one that hasn't pitched since she was 11, but she's been there as a backup, helping out with Cameron when she needs it.
So how about your infielders?
Infielders, if I'm being honest, is almost all freshmen except for my second baseman right now. So I got Macy Craig, Caroline, Jackie Tovagi-Hosa, all freshmen, all wonderful players, all been playing travel since they were little. So they've been a great addition into our infield mix.
So, Coach, what do you see as your greatest challenges other than the fact that you have a lot of freshmen playing?
So our greatest challenge right now, I think, is now that we've, you know, got a full team and it's not just me and nine players, you know, dealing with that, the issues that come with only having nine players is, you know, getting everyone in and out, because now I have 25 girls, trying to get them in and out, trying to fit the pieces where they belong, and really just, you know, nailing down on them errors, you know, making sure we're not getting down on ourselves when we see the score up by 20, you know, really stop, you know, you can win a game too by, you know, stopping the other team as well.
So did I hear you right? Say you have 25 players?
I believe it's 25.
So do you have, I'm assuming then, a JV team at plays?
So me and Mr. Newhouse have discussed the JV team. I don't have any JV games on the docket as of right now. But I have a lot of freshmen, a lot of newbies who are new to softball. So getting them in, getting them practice reps, getting, you know, in games. We've been mixing them in and out here and there. So they've been really nice. And we've got, you know, I've got a pitcher down that, you know, normally plays multiple than just one position. I've got an outfielder who's down that plays more than one position.
But, man, that's a tough – you're in a tough gig right now because – you'll have players on the team going, well, if I'm not going to play, there's no sense in me coming out here. So how do you keep all that lined up?
Yeah, so that's it. You know, we have those conversations with those players. We pull them to the side and be like, listen, you know, like, we need to work on this. We need to work on this. If there is something that player needs to work on, you know, some of our slower games or, you know, we are up by 23, mixing in some of those freshmen. But at this point, this is the only time, you know, this is going to be the time that they get to, you know, experience a real game situation. So it's just, you know, between me and Coach King about just mixing them in here and there.
Coach Davis, can you talk a little bit about some of the games you've had and some of the highlights on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, so we played Lebanon back-to-back at a doubleheader last week, I believe, or I guess the week prior. Lebanon's a really great team. You know, I knew what we were going into, so it was, you know, getting these girls out there, you know, trying to hit off this ball and make sure we're communicating. We played Southmont, you know, and it was tough, as you can tell, but, you know, we pulled together there at that home game and really got our bats going, and I think that'll be the key to the rest of the season here.
Softball set up like baseball where you play a home-and-home series in a conference?
Yes, sir.
And on your facility, it's a very, very nice facility. It hosts post-tournament. Will that be the same as this coming year?
I believe so. I think we hold the 1A state tournament, or 1A state.
Yeah, I thought that it was like the regional and the semifinals even, right? I mean, don't you have two rounds?
I think so.
Yeah, great. Well, Coach, you're obviously pretty excited about your situation. Talk about the future and the summer program that maybe you'll have to kind of like oversee a little bit, and then also talk about maybe your younger kids coming up as far as your youth program.
Can you repeat that one more time for me?
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what, after the season, kids go out and play in the summertime. Where do you kind of guide them or direct them in a certain position or a certain way to go? Or and then do you have a younger kids program, a little girls program?
So when they come in, it's basically, hey, what do you know? What do you don't know? We kind of run them through a little bit of every little position, see what we got here. Once we start realizing where the skill set is, we start, like you said, kind of funneling them towards this way, you know, but we want, you know, let's say I want my first baseman to be able to play second and third or out, you know, outfield, or my outfield, I'm slowly transitioning to, you know, they can play second or first, slowly get into that. Our little kids program, so the middle school doesn't have an official program, but there's a rec ball team. So me and Coach Tingma right now have plans in the works to start working in the summer with some of those 8th grade kids as they're coming up and start doing like a little kids whatever camp, per se.
Do you get involved with the Frankfort Youth Program over in Green Street? I'm assuming they're still doing that, playing Greater Lafayette League softball as youngsters.
Yeah, we have a parent that comes and helps out with the softball team. He actually runs the Green Street program, so he's been here helping us out.
That's good to hear. Man, Dawn, she's fired up. I'm ready to go play for her.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Coach, you're a very exciting interview, that's for sure, and it's got all of us excited. So I mean in a positive way. I think it's a good thing. Obviously, Coach Niehaus, or it was Coach Niehaus when I was at high school, has found a gym that will put together a program as the Hot Dogs advance here.
Yeah.
So Mercedes, what's coming up here for the Hot Dogs? Who you got this week?
I'm about to play Danville here in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
I heard a little mic or speakers going on. Is the voice of the Hot Dogs out there, my brother Gary Joe?
Yeah, we got some hot dogs out here. They are actually taking the field right now.
All right, Coach. Well, we better let you go so you can make sure they're all doing the right things.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking the time to be on with us. We'll get you back on here before sectional time.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're talking with Coach Mercedes Davis of the Lady Hot Dogs. Hey, we'll take a little break. We'll come back, and it looks like it's Jamie, I, and Chops. 3-on-3.
This ought to be fun.
Here we go. You're listening Inside the Huddle. Sponsored by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfurt or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today it's going to be sunny skies and cooler. We'll see a high of 51. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 36. Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 56. Monday, sunny and a high of 63. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone County, Clinton County, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Welcome back, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. We're going to have Isaac Chavez join us here as we're going to talk a little bit about the middle school program of baseball, as Isaac's been a head coach down there for a few years. And Jamie, I got to tell you, talking about Mercedes, who just called in, I don't know, she was very, very exciting, but maybe it's because she had a game that she needed to be getting to and we were keeping from her job.
That could be a little bit of it, but I think she's just excited for the opportunity of the program, and she's going to make it work.
Yeah,
I mean, she's putting in the effort. She knows where they're at. It's a rebounding deal, and you know, just having enough girls out to play, and you know, it's easy to say, yeah, I'll have a JV team, but you gotta have people help you. You know, yeah, what I mean? It's and it just doesn't happen overnight. So we'll be interested to see. And she's got a good coach, and Coach Kingman. I coached against her in junior high basketball this year, and she's, you know, very young lady too, and it does a great job, coach. And I remember when she coached, or she played, you know, little league softball against my daughters and stuff, and she was an outstanding pitcher. So they've got the background. I know other people and from Southern Indiana, and that's a real big time sport down there. This one of the assistant coaches at Rossville is a former softball player in Southern Indiana, and I mean, she knows the game inside and out because that's what they do all summer, is play softball. So excited for the Frankfurt program to get going.
Aren't you impressed with the? I get that it's a bigger school. But the numbers that are coming out are
yeah, Frankfurt's pretty... that would be 125 kids in spring sports. That's a good number.
Yeah, that's
just on those teams plus the baseball. I mean, they had 100 in track and 25 in softball, and I guarantee the baseball's at 25 between the JV and the varsity.
Yeah, there's about 30 kids on this year's baseball team.
Yeah,
usually about what Dudley keeps every year.
So 150 kids at Frankfurt doing something in the spring. That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is. You know, they're not getting themselves in trouble. Well, Chops, let's talk a little bit about your program, man. How's it going down there?
Yeah, thank you, Don and Jamie. I coach the middle school baseball team. We're not school affiliated, or I'm sorry, we do represent the school, but we're not school funded due to a couple Title IX things. So the Frankfurt youth softball and baseball are not ran directly through the school, but funded as youth programs. A couple years ago, after COVID, it kind of took a hit on middle school baseball. There was almost baseball for 3 years, no baseball. I was coaching high school baseball at the time. I usually run summer practices for Coach Dudley and help out when I can during the fall in between coaching football. And middle schoolers were showing up to our summer and saying, hey, we didn't have a middle school season. We're trying to get middle school baseball back on the road. What can we do? At the time, we didn't know what to do, and these kids were just showing up. Next week, they're coming with their parents. They're like, hey, we need something now. These kids need an opportunity to be out in the ball field. So after going into my first year, what would have been my first year of coaching high school baseball, I decided to revive the program. And I had only 7 days to schedule 25 games about 3.5 years ago. So we scheduled 25 games that first year. We went like 3-18, but then that next year we flipped the script. We went 18-3, 18-7 last year. And then right now, just got the season on the road. We're 0-3, kind of just getting these kids transitioning from Little League and having them work on the high school rules, cleaning up mental errors, doing the little things. I say do the little things every day. That's from communicating on the field, being a good teammate, and just doing the right thing. Because what a lot of people don't know about baseball is there's a lot of details that go into it. There's places you got to be, know where to go with the ball. It's a thinking game. So it's always about the next play, and that's kind of what we're working on right now with getting kids back in. So this is the fourth year of middle school baseball now that they've had consecutively.
I see you and I have something in common, because when I ran the Rotary baseball program, the first year I ran it, it was an in-house program, and it wasn't very good. And because what would happen is you'd have one team that would be loaded with 15-year-olds, and you'd have one team that would be loaded with 13-year-olds, and it just wasn't producing. So I decided that it was time to get into the travel process. So where you and I relate is, the first year we got into travel, I'm putting a schedule together. Anybody who called me and said, "Hey, can we play?" Yeah, we can play. Give me a date and a time. We're going to be there, and we played like 35 games in 28 days, and because my theory was, everybody thought baseball was born and raised in Frankfort, Indiana, and it wasn't. And so we're going to get out and we're going to show you that there's other people that know how to play the game. How about your schedule? Is it related to the conference, or do you have to go out and get Lafayette schools and all?
Yes, great question, Don. We play every school within a 35-mile radius. So we play all the conference schools. We play every school from Lafayette, that's Harrison, Lafayette Central Catholic, West Side, Jeff. And then on our conference side, we just play Tri-West and Crawfordsville. We got North Montgomery coming up. We will play Lebanon. The only school I let leave out is Southmont. That's sometimes can be a far drive. So we schedule 25 games a year. I try to get one away, one home game, two game series with every team. What's nice about this year, though, a lot of teams have either had their varsity fields booked up because they share with the high school. So we got a lot of home games this year. This year we got 18 home games and 7 away. Don't ask me how I did it. It was a lucky year this year. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Years before, it's usually been split either about 14 home, 14 away, or 12, you know, something along there. It's always been split. Yeah, right now, you mentioned having the two teams. When I was in the Rotary program, we had two teams as well, but it was split up evenly down the middle. We had the travel kids. Say there was 8 travel kids, 4 was on one team, 4 was in the other. You would split up the 7th and 8th graders as well. 10 8th graders, 5 on one team, 5 on the other. Same with the 7th graders. One thing about, as we've got this program revived, we've kind of been right at that number. We're big enough to definitely have a team, but just not quite two teams. So we've been around the 15 to 18 about every year, which is great for one team. We're developing pitchers as well. We're teaching guys how to do flat ground and just get used to pitching mechanics, even though if they're not a pitcher. I had a pitcher come out as a 6th grader, never been a pitcher, started throwing last year as a 7th grader, and now he's like one of our top 3-4 guys in the pitching rotation. He's going to be pitching on a weekly basis. So they're definitely working on their fundamentals. And outside of that, playing the teams within our conference, we also play all the county teams too. So we played Clinton Prairie last night. Was kind of rough going.
Don't talk about that game.
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
I don't want to get Jamie started. Don't want to get Jamie started.
Yeah. So we play all the county teams, most of the conference teams, and definitely all the Lafayette schools.
Hey, can you talk about, you know, you started off talking about how you're affiliated and, you know, not with the school and the Title IX, you guys are playing out there. So that means funding needs to happen. Where are you at on funding? You're going to have money, right?
Definitely, yes. We have to have funding. So every year we get just enough funds to purchase. I did tell you guys this. In the 4 years I've been running the program, we've not charged a kid more than $15 to play baseball every single year.
That's great. Good for you guys.
First 2 years we provided baseball at no cost. In the last 2 years they've only paid about $15, $20 for a hat and a jersey. So we work with local businesses here. I've kind of created a network that help give back to the things I'm a part of. So right now we have local sponsors that have funded our uniforms. That's for a hat and a jersey. I think like the total cost was like $60, and we just had kids pay $20. Then we get funds to get all of our field maintenance stuff, field chalk, spray paint, at least a pallet of dirt every year. And then we do all volunteer umps. So what's been nice about all the way up to the seniors now have been through the Rotary program. So a lot of those kids give their time back. They recognize what type of environment we've created here in Frankfort. It's been a winning culture that the kids have created at the high school level, and at the middle school is what we're teaching is getting to that state game, because that's the next step for the Frankfort program. And they kind of understand that they got to give their best every single rep, because I'm a pretty tough coach, kind of old school. So is my coaching staff. My assistant coaches are Luis Medina and Diego Santos. Diego and I both played all the way up to high school, and Luis just played through the Rotary program. But some baseball guys, they're very proud to be a part of the program. But that's what we do with our funds. So we get just enough just to get us through the year before we start worrying for the next.
Well, I'm going to tell you, back in the day when I ran it, I've got 100 million hours of working time out there. When I took over, the mound was awful. The plate was bad. Actually, that's how I met Andy Dudley. Andy Dudley worked for the group that came in to redo the mound and redo the plate. That's how I met Andy Dudley. And then I manicured the best I could with the infield. Now, you know, I didn't have a lot of guys that had good soft hands. So, man, was the grass thick in the infield, because I need to get that ball slowing down a little bit before it got out there. And so, you know, you got to do those things with what you have. If you got a good ball team, you're going to cut her down low and let's rock and roll. But if you don't, you got to get the grass up a little bit to let the ball slow down. Hey. So how's the diamond out there?
Yeah, so every year we do one of the things that we do outside of just coaching baseball or football with these young men as they grow up and get older. We're teaching accountability and, you know, side things of discipline and whatnot, but we're teaching how to be responsible. So we bring the kids in for a field day. We do spring cleanup. It's a 5-6 hour work day. They learn how to edge, learn how to get the rakes out. You believe it or not, first time a couple kids ever get their hands dirty, and it's just nice to see them get their workout. But yes, we do field cleanup, and then from there it's just maintained on a daily basis. We tamp up the mound every time it needs. We add clay bricks to it, chop it up, throw some water on there, let it set and dry, tamp it back up. Our home plate's been holding up pretty decent this year with the amount of rain that we've had. And then the corners sometimes can get a little water puddle, but we've been managing well. First week, we had the entire week of games canceled because of the water. Field didn't really hold up too well. That's because you couldn't really see the infield. It was under a lake. But ever since then, we were able to play this week, and field's been holding up decent. We got a group of guys that know what they're doing. Me and Diego, we're just making sure that the field's ready to go anytime we have a game or practice.
It's a perfect field for the little guys or for the middle school as far as distance down the lines. It's really a nice facility, and the atmosphere is baseball atmosphere.
Yeah, right. It's right there in the park, especially when it warms up. You got kids at the pool. They're standing at the gate looking at us play, or even if they're leaving, they stop by, get some popcorn or a hot dog. But right now, boys are looking forward. We got all the games that were canceled rescheduled, so we will get the full 25 games in. But, yeah, we're just praying for good weather and to enjoy the rest of the season.
So can you talk a little bit about the younger hot dogs even below that? What are those guys doing? Where are they playing?
Yeah, how's so that all working out? Right now the Frankfort Little League, back when I played, man, it was something else. We always had about eight teams, a lot of kids that were involved. This year, I don't know what the total number is. I think there's about four teams, though, four 12 and under teams, and about two or three teams in the 10U division and the 8U division. And when we struggle with numbers, thankful that we have good neighbors like Thorntown and other little leagues that are willing to play us, because they might be in similar boat. So I know the Frankfort Little League will travel to Thorntown and play over there and get some games in when they're not playing at the Babe Ruth Diamond. But when they are playing over here, I do know there's about three, four 12 and under teams that are playing Little League. So we'll be expecting some sixth graders to come as seventh graders next year.
If I'm right, don't they transition like later in the summer into the Town and Country deal to play some, you know, like the Prairie and Mulberry, and Rossville plays in that?
Yeah, I do believe there's some type of summer league, because I do know after All-Stars, we are in the Town and Country League. Yeah,
and they've done really well. I think they've been to the semi-state and state.
Yeah, they've been qualifiers over the last couple of years. I'd probably say the last 8 to 10 years, we've had some young guys qualify for semi-state and state with our All-Star teams in Town and Country.
I think people would be shocked to know how really good youth baseball is in Clinton County over the years. I mean, it's hit and miss a little bit, but it's just kind of a hidden gem. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't think a lot of people really, really understand that.
And it goes way back, because in my days of Little League, we had two divisions, American League and National League. We would send two teams out of Frankfort to the Little League All-Star or the playoff. And then we had a farm system down at Eastside Park. So just because you got drafted by Freedmen's, that's the team that I played on, didn't mean that's where you played. You had to earn your way to the big, beautiful diamond. You played with the rocks in the grass, or in the glass down there at third.
Did you get NIL money on that?
Yeah, we needed some. But we had a great guy who took care of the Little League baseball diamond. But, you know, opening day was a big deal, and all the teams came out. We had our banners. It was just, baseball has always been a big time play here.
And then when you played Chops, you had some really good coaches, didn't you, if I remember right?
Yep. You hear the guys call me Chop. Yes, I had great coaches like Dave Joseph, Rodney Smith, Roger Jans, John Dickinson. All guys very well that had sons that played and started coaching us when we were 6 years old, and just followed us all the way up till we were 18.
Yeah. So I want to get back to 25 games. So do you get all those games in before the end of school system, or do you play a little bit after?
Yeah, so if we get a lot of makeup games that will take us toward the end of the school, we usually try to finish up about the last week, or we don't go 2 weeks over. So usually about the first week of June, we're done for sure. Our first games usually played about the first, second week of April. We always start practices the first week of March, and we start open gyms as soon as Christmas break is over.
And you probably have some guys that are playing on some travel teams as well.
Yeah, and what's nice about this year, though, so we have five kids in every grade, 5 6th graders, 5 7th graders, 5 8th graders. All my travel kids are 6th graders.
Wow.
So we're going to have some good kids that are 6th graders now be in the program for the next 2 years still.
Well, great.
Coach Dudley, just keep them coming in.
That's a feeder program, brother. That's a feeder
program. You got to have it. If you don't have it, you just might as well not even do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the best thing that Isaac has going is the parents going, hey, we got to have something for our kids. And, you know, that doesn't happen very often. Usually they just get out of the car and go play baseball.
Well, you got to have a quality guy like Isaac making it happen,
too.
That's
true. That
is
so true.
He's making it happen.
Isaac?
Somebody made it happen for him, and he's making it happen for somebody else.
That's how it works, man.
Yes, sir. Got to give back the way I was, and thankful to be in this position because I had great coaches. And just being able to give back the way I was brought up, it's an ultimate feeling when you're able to change or be a part of young kids' lives and teach them a couple
still
things.
Saying we need a better facility for countywide. Figure it out.
We're blessed to have you, Isaac. I'll tell you that. It's good to have you there. You've got the right mentality. You obviously relate with the kids very, very well. So good to have you on the league.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks
on.
For filling in. That was great.
Yeah, that was outstanding, Isaac. Nice job. Jamie, good time. It's a good schedule today.
I struggled a little with this week getting a program together, but it fell together last night.
Which it's really tough because to try to get baseball, they play on
Everybody's
Saturday.
Busy on Saturdays, yeah.
It's a tough thing to go. All right, we want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farm, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. We've been enjoying every minute of it, and we really thank Chops, our producer, as he keeps us on and in time. So congratulations, everybody. We'll see you all next week on Inside the Huddle.